Denise is ready to get this money. Hey, what's going on?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Who you want to go against, Davi or Meredith?
I'll go against Meredith.
Oh, Meredith is going to take the walk. Wow. This is for $300 from 1-800-411-PAIN. If you don't know, shoot us a guess. All right. Number one, the Rays lost against the Dodgers yesterday, who broke baseball's color barrier with Jackie Robinson back on April 15th. Multiple choice, what year? 1947, 1957, or 1967?
57.
That is not right. Let's see here. Number two, the famous Siamese cat song, "We Are Siamese, If You Please," is being replaced in what Disney classic movie? All right, let's see here. Now, number three, with Bill Cosby's gruesome mugshot released yesterday, it's a far cry from the Huxtables and the Huxtable kids, who were household names in the 80s. There was Sandra, Denise, Vanessa, Rudy, and Theo as the only boy. What was the name of the neighbor who used to always come over and visit Rudy? Five, four, three, two, one.
All right, okay. Denise.
All right, let's see. Try number four. This is political. Political history shows that voters are likely to give incumbent presidents two terms. However, since World War II, there were only 3 one-term presidents. Can you name one of them? Five, four, three,
Franklin Roosevelt.
Roosevelt. No. All right, let's try number five. This one you won't get. The Grafenberg spot. I know, that's what I'm saying. The Grafenberg spot is one of the most difficult places to find, even with a map. With its simplified name to make it easier to say, it's still hard to find. What's the abbreviated name of this elusive location?
G-spot.
Yes, there you go. All right, you got it. Look at you. You showed me.
She got one.
She got one out of five.
Oh, Lord. Are they hard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, the Rays lost against the Dodgers yesterday, who broke the baseball color barrier with Jackie Robinson on April 15th. Multiple choice. Was it 1947, 1957, or 1967?
47?
1947 is correct.
Right.
Number two, the famous Siamese cat song, "We Are Siamese, If You Please," is being replaced because of its racial impropriety.
Right.
Out of what Disney classic movie?
Okay, it's either The Aristocrats or Lady and the Tramp.
Three.
Lady and the Tramp?
Lady and the Tramp is right. Lady and the Tramp is right. With Bill Cosby's gruesome mugshot released yesterday, it's a far cry from the Huxtable kids and the stars of the show in the 80s. Those kids were Sandra, Denise, Vanessa, Rudy, and Theo as the only boy. But who was the neighbor who used to always come over and visit Rudy?
Four.
Three.
Benjamin.
Two. Kenny.
Kenny.
And she called him Bud.
Bud. Okay.
All right, let's see here. Number four, political history shows voters are likely to give incumbent presidents two terms. However, since World War II, there's only been 3 one-term presidents. Can you name one of them? Five, four, three, two.
John Adams.
One. George H.W. Bush, Jimmy Carter, and Gerald Ford.
Oh, damn.
All right, last one. The Grafenberg spot is one of the most difficult places to find, even with a map. With its simplified name, it's still easier to say but hard to find. What's the abbreviated name of this elusive location?
Are you talking about the Bermuda Triangle?
Talking about the G-spot.
Oh. Well, yeah. I was going, like, on the map, not the map of the body.
Give a man a map and tell him to find the G-spot.
Okay.
Sorry. Wow. Denise, you want to tell everybody what happened?
I just got beat by Meredith.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.